Aspire Atlantic is a university placement agency. They assist students looking to study at American and European universities on sports and academic scholarships. Students using their services are assisted by expert recruitment consultants throughout the scholarship procurement process and are quickly linked up to institutions that best suit their needs. Perhaps you have a child that you would like to study abroad on an academic or sports scholarship. Joining me on the line now is Tyler Hollingsworth, founder of Aspire Atlantic and USA Scholarships SA, to tell us about studying abroad, how it works, when to start applying, and so forth. Thank you so, so much, Tyler Hollingsworth. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Rebukida. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you?
Very good, thank you.
So when should one even start thinking about studying abroad if they want to consider that route?
You should probably start looking at it about 15 or 16 years old, so about grade 9 or 10, eh?
So anybody who's in grade 9 or 10 and has what kind of marks should make that consideration?
If you're an academic, you want to maintain an A aggregate all the way through from grade 9 to grade 12, purely because of the fact that American universities look at a grade point average, so they average out your high school marks. If you're an athlete, about the same time, you want to get about 65% all the way through. Anything better than 65% is great. But as we know, most athletes focus on their sport. So 65 is perfect.
Okay. And what are some of the important things that, personality traits beyond having the academic levels at the right level, what should people have in terms of personality if they want to consider studying abroad?
I think an outgoing personality and being very, very independent. Obviously, if you want to get over to the United States, it's not just going to land on your lap. You need to go out there, you need to pursue your dreams, and you need to have goals. So we generally see the kids that, reach out to us early. Instead of sitting back and trying to be seen, they actually come to us and they learn a lot about the process very early. Those are the types of kids that generally go over.
And what are the costs like? I mean, considering that the rand is not looking so great against the dollar, the euro, what are we looking at for somebody who wants to explore tertiary education abroad?
Yeah, so if you're not an athlete and you purely want to go study overseas on your own dime, it's going to be extremely expensive. It's about $45,000 to about $70,000 per year to study in the States, and about the equivalent to study in the UK. There are certain countries in Europe that do offer free education if you study in their home language, like Germany, France, a couple of other countries that do that. But what Aspire Atlantic does is we find the ideal candidate based off of your academics and your sports, and we find the perfect university for you where you'll pay the least. Our goal is always for our athletes and academics to go over for free.
Okay, so if we're speaking, just academics, what kind of tests do a student need to take to start to qualify to go abroad?
Through Europe, generally you don't have to do too much. You've got to have to do a couple of bridging courses and take your A-levels if you're in if you go to a post-matric school like St. John's, or if you go through the British International College, you want to get your A-levels. To go to the States, you want to take the SAT. It stands for the Scholastic Aptitude Test. You've probably heard of it on movies and stuff like that.
Yes.
It's basically a benchmarking test. It's English and mathematics. It is tough generally because the language is slightly different in the United States, but we find a lot of our students do very, very well on it.
And, I mean, is the standard of education significantly higher, or would we say we're quite on par? If somebody, for example, is getting an 80% aggregate in their math, science, biology, and their very academic subjects, would they do pretty okay?
Yes, no, they definitely would. After that, South African education gets a bad rap. I do think that our standards are quite high, so it is difficult to do very, very well here. But the American system's got a different type of grading scale. So, for example, 59% is a fail there.
Really?
If you're a 55% student here, you're probably going to be a 65% student there. So it's just a different way in which they market a test.
So, I mean, are the rumors true that Americans are not really the brightest candles on the cake. I mean, this is obviously what we hear. This is my own personal experience where I met girls in Switzerland who asked me about taking the tube, or in London who asked me about taking the tube to Switzerland.
I do think that they are quite ignorant. They're not the most worldly, but I don't think they're stupid by any means.
Okay. I'll let you defend them, and we won't use Donald Trump as an example. All right. So let's use the sporting one. I mean, what are the chances, you know, like, let's say, how good does one need to be at sport? And are we talking provincial level, and what age are we looking at?
So I think with your cut and dry sports like swimming and running, it's pretty easy for coaches in the United States to tell how good you are. But it is a lot more subjective when it comes to your rugby and your soccer and hockey. So if you haven't made if you're not in a sports academy, if you haven't made any provincial teams, that's completely fine. If you believe in yourself and you've got some high quality video footage that we can review, then yeah, you've got all the chance in the world in getting over.
All right, Tyler, what I'm going to do, because I think I need to get some really important info out of you. I need to put you on hold and quickly go to the business news. It's 28 minutes after 5. 702. We have been chatting to Tyler Hollingsworth, founder of Aspire Atlantic and USA Scholarships South Africa, about what it takes to get your young one to get to study abroad on a scholarship. Tyler, thank you so much for staying with us. So we're speaking about sports scholarships in particular, and what level a young person needs to be on to basically be considered to be taken on a sports scholarship. And you're telling me that, you know, things like rugby. What are the other sports that might be considered that are actually quite big and out there?
So cross-country, women's field hockey. Unfortunately, there's no men's field hockey due to Title IX.
Yes.
There's golf, soccer, swimming, tennis, track and field, and water polo. Those are the sports that we focus on here at Aspire Atlantic.
I mean, are there any sports that we're doing particularly well at that we should possibly look at as young people in this country?
Swimming is definitely one that we see most often, track and field also. And lately, we seem to be getting a lot of golfers. There are a lot of talented golfers in South Africa, yeah.
Yes, and is there anything more that parents can be doing to encourage their young budding sports star to just get out there maybe a little bit earlier to be considered?
If you've got a passion for sports, I think the kids are going to want to get out there themselves. But a couple of things that you want to do if your kid wants to go to the United States is generally start early. Start, you know, doing your research from about grade 9 or 10. Hire a private coach, especially if it's not a team sport. You want to get your son or your daughter at an elite level pretty quickly. Obviously, you don't force them. You want them to enjoy their experience. But a private coach, definitely in the case with us, we see it's not really about talent. It's about the drive and the determination of the athlete. So if they're training, you know, once a day, maybe with about a month off for the entire year, those are the kids that generally go quite far. And then, obviously, we send these kids to university, so academics are critically important. So we'd recommend going to a website called khanacademy.org. It's a wonderful resource for academics, and it's also great if you're studying for the SAT.
So khanacademy.org, and is that K-H-A-N?
That's correct, khanacademy.org.
And the listeners can get all the information that they need to get from there.
Yes, exactly. With regards to the SAT, if they need any more information about scholarships and sports, they can contact us.
And how can they get in touch with you?
They can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Aspire Atlantic. They can also go to www.aspireatlantic.com or usascholarships.co.za.
USAscholarships.co.za. Tyler Hollingsworth, thank you so much for your time this morning and for all of that information. To the parents out there, of course, this conversation will be available to you on the Early Breakfast page on 702.co.za, and the information on the SAT is khanacademy.org, and of course you can get more info aspireatlantic.com or usascholarships.co.za. It is 25 minutes to 6 o'clock.